It is a day of mourning because it does symbolise the invasion of our lands. It makes people angry in our community that Australians are celebrating on a day that's negative for us.
In Hobart, hundreds have marked the day with a street march to the lawns of Parliament House. Adam Thompson, a community education worker at the Tasmanian Aboriginal Centre, helps organise the rally. He refers to January 26 as Invasion Day because of its association with the dispossession of Aboriginal land. Professor Jacqueline Troy is the Director of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Research at the University of Sydney. She says while there are aspects of modern Australia which Indigenous people want to celebrate, it is difficult to overlook the dispossession that came with the arrival of the First Fleet.
There are languages that are gone. There are people that are gone. There are cultural histories, knowledges that are gone as a result of 1788. Well, I don't know how we can really embody that into the celebrations for the 26th of January.
Professor Troy says there is a need to better cater to Indigenous perspectives and shift away from sugarcoating the day.
We shouldn't have to be marching and protesting and having, I guess, making big political commentaries in order to get recognition. We should, that should be built into this day. There should be, in all the advertising that goes out about Australia Day, as it said, it shouldn't be this frivolous, frothy sort of stuff about, you know, barbecues and coloured towels and spending the day at the beach. It should be, you know, what does Australia Day really mean for all Australians?
Katrina Elder is an associate professor in the Department of Sociology and Social Policy at the University of Sydney. She says it's important to consider how Indigenous people are included or excluded in Australia Day events and whether there is room for the day to be marked as something other than a celebration.
Governments are on the side of caution and say, oh no, let's just focus on the events that make people happy, that bring people together, rather than saying, okay, there is a place for political opposition, dissent, uncomfortable feelings on Australia Day. In actual fact, that would be an important part of thinking about the history of our country.
But mourning is not a sentiment expressed by all Indigenous peoples. Many communities like to celebrate on January 26. Uncle Bill Nicholson, a Wurundjeri elder from Melbourne, says he prefers the word celebration because it carries a more positive message.
I found that if you sit there and basically bring up all the atrocities in detail and trying to make today's community feel the guilt of the past, people shut down and the message doesn't really get across.
For several years, Uncle Bill has been part of an event called Survival Day. Taking place in Belgrave in Melbourne's east, it celebrates the survival of local Aboriginal culture, showcasing performers, speakers, dancers and storeholders. But Uncle Bill says the event is not designed to gloss over the past.
Survival Day in Belgrave isn't just something about, I suppose, being all nice and warm and fluffy about Aboriginal culture. There are very important messages conveyed across in that particular day as well concerning our history and the impacts of the colonial period on our people, past and present.
In Sydney, thousands mark the day at the annual Yarban Festival, the largest one-day celebration of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander culture in Australia. The event, which is held on the traditional lands of the Gadigal people in Sydney's inner west, showcases a variety of music, arts, dance and speakers. Indigenous musician Bart Willoughby was the headline act at this year's festival. For him, the day is about acknowledging the past and embracing identity.
What Australian really is when you celebrate the history instead of trying to cover it up and pretend you're something else. A real Australian is a person who knows where they really, really come from.